This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we got a lot this hour. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday here in just a second. We have to address the fart that took place on TimCast. I was not the perpetrator, but we will talk about that. Was it even a fart? I don't know. Look, we're going to have to dig in. We'll do research together. It'll be very, very heady radio. We'll go back to trusting our institutions, your normie neighbor Norm, all that and still to come. Ooh, Disney news. All that and more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we're going to do something that we do every single Monday at this time, though, first. For you new listeners. And I understand I have to say this a lot now because the way the show is growing is amazing. Every single Monday at this time, you new listeners, we take a Medal of Honor citation and we simply read it. When you earn a Medal of Honor, do something super heroic, they do a write-up of what you did. It's called a citation. And they're all available online for free for everybody. I don't have some special access to it. If you would like to take Medal of Honor Monday or whatever, and you want to incorporate it in your own life, please do. Read these to your kids, to your school. If you're a teacher, it's not political. It's a Medal of Honor citation. To your Sunday school, to your Little League team that you coach. Culture is not complicated. Our culture, any culture, is simply what your society incentivizes and what it disincentivizes. We disincentivize all the good things now, and we incentivize all the bad things. We need to remember these men and their deeds. We need to hold them up in front of our children and say, look, that's who you want to be. And we take email recommendations. Remember, you can email me whatever you want, including recommendations for this. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This guy said, Shogun Oracle, I just learned of the passing of Hiroshi Miyamura. He was a veteran of Korea and a Medal of Honor recipient. I did not know him personally at all, but the tale of him staying alone in his machine gun nest to cover his unit's advance to the rear is truly heroic. He exhausted his ammunition, fixed a bayonet before being captured. Just an idea. Keep up the work, Pink Flower. All right. So, without further ado, let us honor a stud who just recently passed away, just last week.
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
He was U.S. Army, by the way. Here we go. Corporal Miyamura, a member of Company H, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy. On the night of the 24th of April, Company H was occupying a defensive position when the enemy fanatically attacked, threatening to overrun the position. Corporal Miyamura, a machine gun squad leader, aware of the imminent danger to his men, unhesitatingly jumped from his shelter, wielding his bayonet in close hand-to-hand combat, killing approximately 10 of the enemy. Returning to his position, he administered first aid to the wounded and directed their evacuation. As another savage assault hit the line, he manned his machine gun and delivered withering fire until his ammunition was expended. He ordered the squad to withdraw while he stayed behind to render the gun inoperative. He then bayoneted his way through infiltrated enemy soldiers to a second gun emplacement and assisted in its operation. When the intensity of the attack necessitated the withdrawal of the company, Corporal Miyamura ordered his men to fall back while he remained to cover their movement. He killed more than 50 of the enemy before his ammunition was depleted and he was severely wounded. He maintained his magnificent stand despite his painful wounds, continuing to repel the attack until his position was overrun. When last seen, he was fighting ferociously against an overwhelming number of enemy soldiers. Corporal Miyamura's indomitable heroism and consummate devotion to duty reflect the utmost glory on himself and uphold the illustrious traditions of military service. And you probably got the gist of it for most of this stuff, but what Korea was, what our guys went through, the forgotten war in Korea, it was just so awful because they were so outnumbered. I'm not going to go into all the history of it. Just know MacArthur made the fateful decision that we should just keep pushing north up into North Korea once we landed. Let's push up towards the Chinese border. Mao, who hated us anyway, decided he was going to send hundreds of thousands of Chinese troops to go down there against our troops. So we're outnumbered 10 to 1 down there. Outnumbered 10 to 1, and our troops would occupy mostly these various hilltops. We get to the hilltops. When we figured out we were surrounded by all these Chinese divisions, we're surrounded by hilltops. We're talking about a level of cold like you can't imagine. Guys used to have to pee on their guns in order to get the guns to fire. I'm not making that up. Guys lost when you, it's really sad, but there are a lot of really great Korean War documentaries out there now. I highly recommend you watch some. You'll notice in a lot of these documentaries, a lot of them, the guy will start talking with his hands, and when he raises his hands up, it almost looks like he has mittens on. He doesn't have fingers anymore. A lot of these guys don't have toes anymore. Guys lost their noses and ears to frostbite. Okay, so you're in the mountains of North Korea. You are surrounded by hundreds of thousands of Chinese guys trying to kill you. You are freezing. Some men are freezing to death. The Chinese would also use bugles and whistles to communicate with each other because they had really backwards weapon, backwards gear. The communists, they were poor as could be. So they would announce a charge by a bugle or a whistle, and then they'd be whistling back to each other. Now you're alone in the dark. You're freezing to death. And now you find out a wave of Chinese troops are coming up your way. There were so many you couldn't even kill them all, so they would actually get through the line. And there are several stories of our guys, Marines and Army, having to take their guns and turn them around and face them towards the rear of the line to shoot the Chinese that had gotten through in the middle of the night. Now, wrap your mind around the bravery it takes to bayonet your way through 10 of them, shoot everyone you can until you run out of ammunition, then bayonet your way through a bunch more to another gun, order your men to retreat, and you stay there alone in the dark, surrounded by Chinese guys with bayonets, guns, whistles, bells, people dying, screaming all around you, and you just stay there ending lives. Does that bring it a little more home for you? The fear you feel in combat, it's awful anyway, but the fear of being alone. Those who've been listening to the show for a long time, well, we haven't been on a long time. We've been on for 4 years. Those who've been listening for 4 years they know this. I always admire, everyone has their thing that they kind of admire the most when it comes to heroism. Maybe it's, maybe you have a unique fear of being burned. And so a firefighter running in a burning building, you think that, that that's extra special. And it is extra special. I'm not dismissing it. So we all have our thing. I have always admired the ones where guys were alone and they volunteered to be alone. You see, you're fighting with your buddies is scary enough, but at least your buddies are right there. Your buddy's right beside you. And if I get shot, he's going to be all over it and he's going to protect me and he'll die trying to protect me. If your buddies are in trouble and you turn to everybody and you say, you all leave, I'll stay behind by myself and fight. Man, I don't know what that is. I don't know how many of those guys they make, but there ain't many of them. I promise you that. I promise you that. So rest in peace, good sir, hero, legend. It was an honor to read your citation today. Do we still make men like that? Yes, we do. You may make the mistake. Look, I've made this mistake before too. I still make it on occasion where you look back at history and you look back at these heroes and you say to yourself, they don't make anyone like that anymore. No, they do. They do. He's out there right now. There's another Mayamura out there right now. We just have to find him. We have to make sure he knows he's being honored, right? Now, they're harder to find today, no doubt about that. Of course they're going to be harder to find today. We don't have the testosterone levels. Look, not to put too fine a point on it, but we just do not. Testosterone is not toxic. I saw James Cameron, that loser movie director, called testosterone toxic. Testosterone is what built nations. It's what built this nation. Testosterone is wonderful, and you need a lot of it, fellas. And you're drinking estrogen. It's in the waters. It's in the plastics. You're showering in it. Half. They're half of what they used to be 50 years ago. Go get a male vitality stack, fellas. All natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Again, not big pharma. Stop with that. Natural herbal supplements is what we need. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Get a subscription. Take it for 90 days. If you don't feel better, markedly better, you cancel. You cancel anytime. Get one. Because you save 35% on the subscriptions. I almost call it a prescription, Chris. It's not that. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. You want to feel better? Better focus? No, don't need that afternoon nap anymore? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Now, we have to dig into a couple things. We're going to dig back into our rotted institutions, how they're rotted at the top. Because I talked about the New York Times a little bit earlier. We have to address that. I have to read emails. We have to address the fart. What happened? Who did it? Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, it's very important. It's really, really important that you leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. It's important to the show, Chris. It's important. Jarheads like you and my World War II dad are the reason toast and gravy and a possible dripping gooey egg make breakfast the most important meal of the day. My dad would make it, and I swear, getting up at 5 a.m. wasn't so bad if I could shove a spoonful of that delicious slop in my mouth. Semper Fi and SOS forever. Thanks for the memories. You are very welcome. Thank your father. Those World War II guys, he's talking about SOS. Find out a recipe for SOS and make yourself some. Make yourself, do what I do. Look, when in doubt, be like me. What, Chris? When in doubt, be like me. I make SOS at home. I add onions and pepper, and I'll throw some diced jalapenos in there, give a little extra zip, and I make a big old vavit. I'll take a pound of hamburger. It's easy. I can make it. Anyone can make it. Just make it in a big frying pan. I make one big vat. The wife won't eat it because she's one of these health freaks. And the boys are okay with it, but they don't love it. So what I do is I make a huge batch, and then it fridges well and reheats well. So I'll make a huge batch and eat it right then and there. And then all week during the week, I'll just go fry up an egg. I'll go fry up an egg, and then you just nuke a little bit of SOS. Toast comes out of the toaster, toast down, SOS on it, egg on top. I'll usually put a little cheese on the toast before I pour the hot SOS on there. You will eat like a king all week. Not only good for you. Bring it in, Chris. I should probably bring you idiots some, shouldn't I? You know what? No. I decided not. Jesse, our son... Oh, this is not nice. This is... As everyone knows, I'm 41. I'm getting up there a little bit. The eyes, they're not bad. They're not what they used to be, that's for sure. And my hair... You see the Kellys go bald, all right? My dad went bald. His dad went bald. The Kellys, you got about 35, 40 years of a full head of hair, and then it's going away, all right? So my hair is not only retreating back towards my ears, it's also thinning a little bit. Okay, it's thinning a lot, all right? It's thinning a lot. I said a lot, okay? It's thinning a lot. So what I've said repeatedly is I'm going shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter with it. Am I ever going to go, you know, Mr. Clean? No, but it's going to be shaved down quite a bit from now on. Look, I'm not going to be toupee guy. I won't be comb over guy. I can't do it. Apparently, this did not go over well with this grandma. Keep in mind, I'm not going to read her name. This is a lady. This is a grandma. Jesse. Our son had thinning / receding hair similar to yours. Okay, that's hurtful. All right. Anyway, saw him at Thanksgiving, and he had shaved it all off. I love this boy, Jesse, but he went from pleasant looking to ugly in one fell swoop. Don't do it. Bald heads ain't pretty. For a guy as handsome as you, it could really be damaging. I'm an old lady, and I speak the truth. She said not to say her name. I never would say her name unless you tell me to anyway. I love old women. They're the best. Just past the point of caring. Just flat out called her son ugly right there on the air. You know what, lady? Maybe your son, maybe his head doesn't need hair. Maybe you were the one who needs something. Maybe you thought he was ugly because you got a bad night's sleep the night before. And you know why you got a bad night's sleep? You got a bad night's sleep because you're still sleeping on garbage sheets when you could be sleeping on Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. You know, the most comfortable sheets ever, because of course Giza's the world's best cotton, and only Mike Lindell would look at that and think, yeah, that's all mine now. I'm going to take that and make amazing stuff with it. Giza Dream sheets are selling as low as $29.99 right now with the promo code Jesse. Who warranties sheets for 10 years? Mike Lindell does. So not only are they amazingly comfortable, they last. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use the promo code Jesse and get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. Great Christmas gifts too, by the way. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Now, I want to get back to our cultural institutions and how they've been polluted at the highest levels, because that stuff is important. It's because it's way beyond the New York Times, and it shows kind of the rot and how far gone we are. But I want to address the big deal first. I wasn't here on Friday. I know you know that because I have all your emails yelling at me, calling me part-time radio host, pink flower. I believe somebody even called me what did he call me? Mr. Good Times or something in here. Whatever it was not very nice. But, oh, Mr. Good Times, no work Friday. You know what? I'm going to read the email. This is my title in this one. Mr. Good Times, no work Friday. Why is it every time you have to meet the suits on a Friday, you end up posting some good times rock and roll photo with you, Clay, and Buck, your dime wives, and mega dime Lisa Booth at some trendy rooftop bar with $40 shots by Friday night. It's as if we are kids and, quote, meet the suits is saying taking the dog to the farm to make us feel better. Okay, I had to be gone on Friday because Tim Pool asked me to come be on his huge show, and I had to fly back and do it. I can't fly back east and do radio from midair. Okay, that's one. Two, when you meet suits, like in Nashville, when I had to go, it was back there for the Clay and Buck party, or when I had to go to New York to meet suits there. When you meet suits, you have to do the boring meetings during the day. That's the boring, crappy part of it. Yes, I'm interested. Yes, your spreadsheets are really, really impressive. Thank you. Yes, thanks. Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. But that's the bad part. The good news is this. They take you out afterwards, and you don't have to pay. I'm pretty sure that's the only reason Chris is in radio. They take you out after, and you don't have to pay. Who turns down free food? So I'm sorry. I do go out and eat every now and then. Now, as far as Tim went, something happened on the show on Friday. Everyone's emailing it to me. We're going to confront this controversy head on, and then we'll talk about our cultural institutions. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to return to this really quickly before we get to the fart thing. I brought up earlier the New York Times and the New York Times calling the Hunter Biden laptop stuff a crazy conspiracy. And I brought up how your normal neighbor, we've talked about this before, how they may know the media is biased or liberal or a little left, but what they don't know is the highest institutions in this country are completely corrupted now and over. And that's what's so hard for people. People ask, what is one, if you were made dictator, Jesse, what is one of the first things you would do? When they ask specifically, what's a specific thing you would do? And people are always shocked when I say, one of the first things I would do, I would take America's top 50 universities. Not 50 random ones. Not the 50 that are considered most left. Not the 50 whatever. I would take the top 50, the top ranked schools, Harvard, Yale, Columbia, all that stuff. And I would fire every employee, and I would raise all the buildings to the ground. And I would seize the endowments as well. Well, you're just trying to be crazy. No. Back to what I brought up earlier about how if I walk in McDonald's and the headquarters of McDonald's and the janitor tells me the company worships Satan, that's not a big deal. It's a crazy janitor. If the CEO tells me the company worships Satan, that now is a very big deal. It's not that we have corrupt, dishonest, insane people. Every country has corrupt, dishonest, insane people. Every country in the history of the world has had them. It's that our corrupt, dishonest, insane people are the leaders of our country. They're the biggest, the bigger the news organization, the more they lie. The more prestigious the university, the less you can trust it. That Harvard degree, it's worth less than Sam Houston. That's the truth. Well, all right, hold on, Chris. Maybe that was too far. Okay, the Harvard degree isn't worth very much. And the Yale degree. The Yale School of Medicine. They have a commencement speaker. Now, Yale School of Medicine. Whoa, that's impressive, isn't it? I mean, Yale? Does it get bigger than Yale? Think about this. Think about if you're a hospital guy, you're a medical group and you're looking to hire a doctor and someone sends you a resume and on that resume you see, whoa, he graduated from Yale School of Medicine. You probably think in your mind that's really important. Well, no, the truth is that's probably one of the worst doctors out there now because he's a hive mind communist robot and he doesn't even know it. You know who the commencement speaker is for the class of 2023 for Yale? Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci is the commencement speaker. The doctor who has authored more harm in the United States of America. The man who is responsible not just for economic destruction, for more medical destruction than any doctor in the history of the United States of America. He is the honored guest at the Yale School of Medicine. It's not just that we have corrupt, lying, insane people. It's that our highest institutions tell you that. New York Times writers winning the Pulitzer for stories about Russian hacking turned out to be a lie, Russian collusion, and they won a Pulitzer for it. Yale School of Medicine, woohoo! Nope. Fauci's the commencement speaker. The second you see Harvard on a resume, turn around and run the other direction. You're not getting some uniquely intelligent person. You're getting some person who is uniquely indoctrinated in how to think and what to say. You want to hear how sick we've become? I'm going to play you something. It's a little hard to follow, so I'll kind of recap it for you when she's done. But Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, there was a big gay thing going before the Supreme Court. I want you to listen to her.
So let me just ask you another quick hypo. So I'm trying to understand the extent to which this matters that she's a speaker as opposed to a restaurant. So I sell food, and one line of products that I make is from scratch for particular customers that are based on my grandmother's cherished family recipes. My dearly departed grandmother was clear that she only wanted to provide this kind of nourishment for people who share our same religious heritage. So I call these products Grandma Helen's Protestant provisions. And I sit with each customer who comes in and I hear about their...
Keep in mind, this is an LGBTQ case, okay? But it's already shifted to Protestants. Just keep listening.
Faith and their family, and I customize the recipe for them after having this discussion. So the food is not expressive, right? I'm not speaking in my food. But I am trying to convey that only certain people get to partake in this product. Can I do that consistent with the First Amendment or not?
No, and in this situation, as you said, in terms of a caterer, the caterer is not engaging in speech. In terms of you,
in case you're wondering what's going on, by the way, a Christian online wedding caterer is being mobbed because they don't want to cater gay weddings. That's the question. They don't want to cater gay weddings. It's totally within their rights. You don't want to cater something. But of course, instead of going to find a different caterer, they had to attack. I'll explain why. Just hear them out.
Initial statements or questions. Speech is speech, whether it's paid or pro bono.
But don't we have cases that suggest that people's conduct can be expressive? I thought there was a whole line of cases that said you didn't have to actually have an express message. You could be acting in such a way as to express a message. And in my restaurant hypo, I'm saying if I sell to non-Protestants, I'd be expressing a message contrary to Grandma Helen's core beliefs.
You're speaking through conduct at that point, and that is a different analysis. In terms of the expressive conduct test, the court has already articulated what those tests are and what a reasonable person would observe. But in that case, you're talking essentially about status discrimination. There's no message that she is creating that would be compelled in that way. That would simply be service. In addition, though, I think it's important to recognize the breadth of the public accommodation law. You've started with a statement about...
Yeah, okay, it gets a little bit way too in the weeds there, and that already was in the weeds. Here's all you need to take from this. There is a war going on in your country already. There's a culture war. And I talk all the time about how it's all just communism, right? And there looks like there are different parts of it in America. You have the feminists and you have the climate change nutters and you have the quote civil rights and the LGBTQ Air Force Wing and you have it's all just communism. It all serves the same goal. The goal is to destroy the United States of America. But the different parts of it are more useful for different goals, right? So if you're going to destroy an economy, you hate America, you want to destroy the economy. Well, feminism doesn't really help you destroy an economy. It can't be used that well for that. A little bit, but not too much. So what do? You have to find a different one. Well, the climate change stuff is perfect for that. Climate change stuff allows you to act like the good guy as you destroy an economy. The communists in America despise America's religious institutions. They hate them because communism is a religion. And you can't allow competing religions in your country. At least communists would never allow such a thing. So they've always wanted to take down America's church. They want to take down America's churches, America's Orthodox synagogues, and America's mosques, to be frank. They haven't gone after them because they were part of the victim group for a while, but they're officially kicking them out of the victim group. How do you get to them, though? How do we justify attacking the church? What do we do? Well, the gay issue is perfect for that. The LGBTQ Air Force stuff is perfect for that. We simply take the church that has a different belief system and we use the LGBTQ issue to assault the church. Remember, there's a reason, because we asked these questions as brought up earlier. Well, why didn't they just go to a different caterer? They're not interested in having their cake catered. They're not worried about having their wedding catered. They're worried about having a war victory over the church. Wake up and realize what's happening right now. And your pastor better realize it too. Also, you should realize your feet probably stink. Now, look, I'm not judging you because I have two sons and apparently they never change shoes or something because the odor, when they take their shoes off, they walk in the mudroom and they take their shoes off. It's like, I've never been mustard gassed, but I bet you it's very similar. We've had to move one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorms. We took it out of their room, by the way, because it's not my fault that they stink. We took the Eden Pure Thunderstorm out of their room, and we had to move it into the mudroom. And let's just say that's the ultimate test for any kind of air purifier. If they can take on
my son's feet, then they can take on anything. These things are miracles. They sell 3 packs of these things for my listeners. They're $200 off right now. The ultimate Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse3 gets you $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse and the number 3. Some emails.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and I certainly hope you playing that song isn't accusing me of lying, Chris. Because I went on Tim Pool's show on Friday. I forgot to get to this last segment. And, well, you know what? Let's address something right now. I was speaking, as you'll hear in this little clip, I was speaking at the time. It wasn't me, but apparently everyone who heard it. I know everyone heard it because my phone started blowing up with text messages from everyone, from my friends to my own mother, saying, quote, no, hold on. You know what? I'm going to pull up mom's exact text because I don't even want to lie about this. This is, I'm on the air. I'm on Tim Pool's show on Friday. And I get, did someone just pass gas from my mother? Now, here it was. This is how it sounded.
Our government works with China. They're not on opposite sides.
I mean, there's a reason Klaus Schwab said that.
Okay. All right, now let's compare this to a couple other famous farts. And I'm going to break this down for you. I have a theory on what happened. Because we have other farts. I mean, I have the one famous here on the soundboard. Okay, I hear similarities. If you, Chris, I know you probably do
Our
too.
Our government works with China. They're not on opposite sides.
I mean, there's a reason Klaus Schwab said that.
Okay, it's almost like a mini soundboard for him. Okay, I hear it. Now, here's another famous fart. Eric Swalwell, the guy who got busted with a Chinese spy, Eric Swalwell, he farted on national television. Am I now in the Swalwell category? Here's what Swalwell's fart sounded like.
The president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Okay. That one actually sounded more. That one sounded a little wet. All right. You know what? Forget about this. Forget it. We're moving on. I argue this. Well, first of all, I need to address this. If it was a fart, and I say if, it wasn't me. You know it wasn't me because I was busy talking. I would not talk and fart. It's like walking and farting. It's just not something people do. It was not me. I will not be accused of it. That's one. Two, I think it was somebody moving a glass or something on the desk. No, hear me out. Here's why. No, Chris, here's what. No. That's not. Is that what Swalwell said too? Oh, no. Well, this is what I think. I don't know. I was paying attention to being brilliant, okay? But there was no smell. It was just, there's not a big studio. It's a normal sized studio. I would think if someone just absolutely cranked one out, there would be some kind of smell. I didn't smell anything. I'm going to lay down the marker right here. This is a phantom fart that didn't actually happen. And now everyone on the Tim Pool show, including me, who was I was just a guest that night, were all being unjustly accused of doing something we didn't do. This is a glass move.
Our government works with China. They're not on opposite sides.
I mean, there's a reason Klaus Schwab said that.
Oh, I don't know. It is a little bassy, isn't it? It's a little bassy. Look. Thank you, Chris. Chris said, with no smell, there's no fart. I agree. I feel like I've been vindicated. I feel like we've broken this down. I feel like me and everyone on TimCast has been vindicated. I feel better already, whether or not you agree. By the way, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have to get to some Disney stuff. Why the Democrats are playing the game better than we are. Let's get to some emails. You know what? Actually, let's do something else real quick first here. I had someone talk to me on Sunday. It's a friend, an older friend. I hope he's listening. An older friend, But I was talking to him, and he was talking about getting older, and he wasn't doing the whole "it sucks to get old" type thing. But it was just like, giving me some perspective on getting older. This is why I like to talk to people older than me, give me some perspective on it. And he told me, you know, I don't think I have any lasting memories of any purchase I made for myself in my life. He said, I don't remember the things. I don't remember this new car, really. I remember what I drove here. I don't remember a new watch. You know, I don't remember any of these things. He said, the only things that I've found that actually stay with me are the things that I've done for other people, doing things for other people. It is Christmas season. I know we all, myself included, we get a little bit lost in Christmas season. It's easy to get lost. And not just about getting presents, because that gets less important as you get older, but just presents, family, friends coming in, travel. I talked to someone today. They're going to have 60 people in town for Christmas. 60 people. That's insane, right? So Christmas becomes this thing where you start to think everything matters except for what actually matters. Why don't you do something for someone else this Christmas? Why don't you save a baby's life? $28. When you take your $28 and you give it to preborn, it not only is tax deductible, by the way, so I mean, give $28,000 if you can. Every dime's tax deductible from a business, from an individual, give what you can. But when you take that $28 and you give it to preborn, that pays for an ultrasound for a woman who was about to have an abortion. That baby's life was under the axe. But instead, that mama is going to be given an ultrasound, and she's going to hear that heartbeat. And when they hear the heartbeat, almost every time they choose life, they just do. It becomes real. It becomes a baby. And she knows that's a baby she wants to take care of. And then preborn takes care of them more. Formula, diapers, place to stay, substance abuse. 2 years. 2 years of care. It's not just an ultrasound and then they show them the door. Do something for someone else this Christmas season. $28 saves a life. You know what? Give $28 in the name of a son, daughter, husband, wife, and leave that in their stocking and let them know, in your name, I donated $28 and you saved a life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Give your $28 or $28,000 tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Or dial #250, say baby. Sponsored by Preborn. Chris, remember I brought up a little bit earlier in the show, I brought up the crypto guys who are dying. Because last week I brought it up, there were these, all of a sudden, this crypto bubble bursts, and then boom, boom, two of them right away. Weird circumstances too, not unheard of. You never know. I mean, who knows what's legit and what's not? It's not like you can ever find the truth, but boom, two die right away. And then I played that a little earlier in the show. I played the prediction earlier in the show that you might just start to see more of these crypto guys dropping like flies. All of a sudden, some guy's washing up on the shore fully clothed in the Caribbean down there. Someone else is dying, a bit mysterious. This seems to be happening. So as someone who's very much not an expert on crypto, but someone who does understand how corrupt government works, I do think I should bring something else up, something important, something that might just apply to you. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.